following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This summer, stay cool with big savings on ceiling fans at Menards. Menards stocks the largest selection of Hunter ceiling fans of any home center. And right now, they're all on sale. Ceiling fans add style and comfort, plus they help save up to 47% on cooling costs. The 52-inch Henley ceiling fan by Hunter comes 90% pre-assembled for easy installation. On sale for just $68.
Save big money at Menards.
That's the way it is, 1968.
Quezon's commanding officer is nonchalant about it all.
What is it going to mean to you specifically, having that road open strategically? What will this do?
Well, I don't know specifically that it's going to make a lot of difference to me.
My name's Wright. I carry a badge.
Dr. Martin Luther King has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
I'm afraid I can't do that.
Help. Help. Help.
Police and anti-war demonstrators battled inside Chicago's hotels today, and Vice President Hubert Humphrey was among those who got a whiff of police tear gas.
Out of 12, one out of 12, possible 459 suspects there now.
A bullet stilled that voice.
You be a good little Maxwell housewife.
The exhibit 1968 in America is now on view at Hastings Museum, open daily. Log on to hastingsmuseum.org for more information.
Well, Nebraska, at Big O Tires, we know high gas prices are taking a bite out of your budget. But we're here to help. Through July 20th, with every set of four Big O brand tires, we'll give you a $125 rebate. That's over $30 off per tire. Only need two tires? Then we'll give you $50 off. At Big O Tires, we feel your pain and are here to help save you money. Maybe not on gas, but at least on your next set of tires. We are Big O Tires, the team you trust to save you money.
You race fans are going to want to log on to buyeasyauction.com right now, because we still have some tickets to Cam Raceway on East J, east of Hastings. This is good for four adult admission tickets to Cam Raceway, East J Street, east of Hastings, every Friday night at 8 o'clock. Come on out. Take a family along. Fast, exciting, dirt track racing. It's normally $20 for the four tickets. Buyeasyauction.com, it's only $7. Log on now, buyeasyauction.com, or go to our station website. Click on the Easy Auction link.
Whoa, I just got this ridiculous urge for Doritos pizza chips.
Sudden urge, huh?
Uh-huh.
Sounds like you're under a rogue hypnotic spell.
Yes, that crunchy pizza goodness. It's all I can think about. I'm seeing pizzas everywhere.
Maybe it was that hypnotist at Karen's party.
Mm-mm.
Remember, he convinced Karen she was a bear, and she was attacking people for days.
Oh, that cheesy crunch. We need to stop at the next gas station.
Whoa, you're starting to act like a bear now, too, so you need to relax it.
Doritos pizza chips. The hunger you can't explain.
Sign up free for daily deals at livingsocial.com and you'll be greeted every day by, you know what that is? Horseback riding at the Mountain Lodge, 50% off. And that's your adventurous friend eating unagi, 60% off from Living Social. And that's a hot rock massage and an afternoon of hang gliding, 70% off from Living Social. Zumba anyone? Sign up free for daily deals on the coolest things in town at livingsocial.com.
For today, sky is becoming partly cloudy, breezy south winds, a high of 88. Tonight, a slight chance of an isolated shower or storm, partly to mostly cloudy, 69. Saturday, a slight chance of a storm, breezy, and 90. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, 79.
Oh, how appropriate. How appropriate it is. You're the best around. One of Daddy's favorite all-time movie theme songs from Karate Kid, You're the Best. And today, the best is Gavin Erickson out of the great city of Axtell, the winner of the Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest, just getting over 13 dogs in his system and edging out the defending champion, Eric Holen. It was a lot of fun. Josh Rohde, Kelly Cooksley, Hoban Miller, Gavin Erickson, Nick Stadler, our lone female contestant, and Devin Benson. Thank you especially to her, Tyler McNitt, who finished third in the competition, Bob Hamer, who made the trip over from Grand Island, the Grand Island Independent, once again. Also to a Derek Coe, Mason Brodeen, to our young competitors, Sam and Nat Luther, and 9 years old. Dave Greek and Spencer Schubert from NTV. Steve Johansson, Zach Whitlow, Philip Lee, Skip Barry from the Tri-City Storm, Mark Onwiller, Eric Holen, our defending champion, who finished second today, Drew Corti, Austin Garrison, Tim Greer, as the names I have here, and I apologize if those aren't correct, Chris Reed, Eric Albers, and from the Nebraska Danger, James Pointer. We thank all of our competitors for being here today and giving us everything that they could in the Doug and Daddy annual hot dog eating contest. And as always, it's a special two-hour edition here from Hilltop Mall, where the Hilltop Mall sidewalk sales are going on. And so be sure to stop up this weekend and take advantage of all that is going on with the Hilltop Mall. 888-455-ESPN. You can always send us your emails as we've moved the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth up to the Hilltop Mall today. But shoot us your emails as the champion is preparing to leave the building. He's coming out into the city. If you're in the parking lot waiting to start the parade, he is bringing the trophy with him at this time. Again, thanks to Gavin, and congratulations to our champion. Again, the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We are going to talk a little bit of sports on the program today, and we get ready next week. Again, now that the hot dog contest is in the books, next week we get into the 12 teams in 12 days, our preview of the Big Ten Conference as we get ready for our next big venture, and that's going to Big Ten Media Days in Chicago the very end of this month, July 28th and 29th. That's Friday, or Thursday and Friday. We'll be live right next to Soldier Field and all that's going on the mile there. But Daddy, after roaming the field and talking with many of the contestants off air here, what a hot dog contest. I thought last year was great. This year was better. We had more competitors, and we had a lot of folks go right down to the end, and we had another great finish.
Doug, it's something when you get 250 hot dogs, and before the competition, we're standing around, are we going to have enough? Are we going to have enough? Yeah, we've got a few left over and had plenty for our competitors, but it was great to see the showing, not only the competitors, but the people that come out to support this event and to see this event. It's a fun deal. If you got time over your noon hour and you missed it this year, I'm sure next year at the same time, it's a Friday after the 4th of July, whatever that falls. We're right here at the Hilltop Mall, and the Hilltop Mall, you know what, you can't say enough about the air conditioning, the table setup compared to that first year. I told the guys on NTV, I said the first year there was about nine guys that we got that were basically buddies of ours standing around, and the microphone was through the window. We jammed the microphone cord through the window, and we're standing in that parking lot, and I said the temperature, I believe it was to be somewhere between 109 and 123 that day. And it was just a miserable day. Well, the Hilltop Mall takes all that away, and it's great to be here.
Well, and again, we want to thank our many sponsors for the Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest, along with CR Toys, Viera Wireless, GNC, Nebraska Danger Football, the Tri-City Storm, Culligan, Troutman's. We want to thank Kerry and the gang again for the hot dogs and the preparation and well, what a job it was here today. I think defending champion Eric Holen, who's getting ready to spend the rest of the day with the family and get on out of here, that had to be the hardest thing. You didn't know. You had 24, 25 other people here. You had no idea which one of those could stay in the competition, and he wasn't close enough to see across how quickly Gavin was hammering those down.
You know, last year, Eric was the one that came back at the end and went ahead. This year, Gavin and, you know, Harry just said, I think one of those helpless feelings when you can't go on.
Well, when we came back out of that last break and we had the 5 minute mark, and Eric Holen had taken the lead really for the first time today back from Gavin, I thought it was over. Once you slow down, you usually can't finish it off. But Gavin found that last gear and was able to get across the finish line first here today.
Yeah, good for him. You know, somebody that hadn't been in the competition before shows up, had expectations thinking, hey, I'm a good eater. I think I can hold my own. And then he set the pace early, fell behind. Then he kind of got a second win and went on and just kind of clinched the deal. In about the last half a minute, you had a feeling that Eric was not going to be able to get there.
Also, folks, yesterday on the Doug and Daddy Show, I had a chance to talk with Athletic Director Tom Osborne. You can always hear that on the podcast. But with the way the show has went today, I think we're going to play that interview for you again today in our final half hour of the show. We had about 10 minutes with the Athletic Director yesterday. I made sure to get your two questions in, Daddy, about fishing, right off the top. He had just got back from South Dakota, talked about all the water there. We got him to talk about a couple of his favorite spots in the state and elsewhere, and we'll talk about that. The self-imposed sanctions from Bookgate earlier this week that everybody has pretty much heard about, and Nebraska needed to send some secondary violations into the NCAA. We also talked about the hiring of Darren Erstad and a little bit about the football team, but and then also about going into the Big Ten, how the last year went, talking to Barry Alvarez, who we had earlier on the week as well. But you know, we'll replay that interview for you in our last half hour.
You know, the one question, Doug, had I been there in I would have loved to have asked him if there was any concern going into the Big Ten that we had a representative make sure that the Penn State football field was a perfect rectangle.
Well, like I said, you can talk to the man for hours, and everybody wants a piece of his time. Everybody has questions for him. And he's done so many documentaries. You see a lot of them on Nebraska educational television and so many special things, and it's just a pleasure to have him on the program.
Well, undoubtedly the most recognizable person in Nebraska. I think even ahead of Warren Buffett, if you pulled 100 people, for two from every state, and they had Warren Buffett or Tom Osborne, there would be more people know Tom Osborne than would know Warren Buffett. And I think what he's done for the state, not only for the football team, but for the state of Nebraska, is certainly a pleasure to have him on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, we've got a couple of more breaks that we're going to take, but we're with you at the Hilltop Mall going through the cleanup process. Most of the competitors have left the building. But again, if you're just joining us, our annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Contest, 30 minutes of gouging as many Troutman's dogs as you can with bun. And Gavin Erickson led most of the way. Defending champion Eric Holland made a late push, took over the lead with about 5 minutes to go. But Gavin was able to finish strong, and he edged him out by about a quarter of a hot dog to win the championship here today. And Daddy, record number of competitors, and it came down to the final minute.
Young, old, a woman. It was just great to see the support that this event, you know, like you said yesterday, we didn't know how many we thought we had 8 or 10. And then all of a sudden towards this morning, are we going to have enough hot dogs? And it's plenty when you get 250 hot dogs here, even the competitors we had. That'd be 10 apiece. And you realize there's a lot of people that aren't going to be able to get to 10.
Hey, and of course, for the folks that are listening to ESPN Radio that are in town, probably should have said this right off the top, for Mr. Basketball or the Miss Basketball Big Show, it's continuing at UNK. You can relax, go watch some basketball in the air conditioning facilities at UNK in the Cope Coliseum, Cope Gymnasium, over at Kearney Catholic. Action going on all day today. Games tip off every hour and 10 minutes, and the next one, the final one at night, is at 9:50. So what are we at? We're about ready to go at 12:30 with some more action on the Friday pool play. Then the single elimination tournament begins Saturday and runs until Sunday night. So that's what's going on with that. In baseball last night, American Legion Baseball, unfortunately, rain in Lincoln washed out the Kearney Runs of Lincoln Southwest contest for the second time this week. That was for the Cornhusker League Senior Championship, and now it will not be made up because there's no time to make it up. Tournaments this weekend and the area, the postseason begins next week, so they will be co-champions. Kearney Runs currently is hosting Lincoln Northeast up at Memorial Field, so there's baseball, there's basketball, there's hot dog eating, there's all kinds of stuff going on. And then they play Fremont tonight at 7:30, tomorrow North Platte at 11 a.m., and the Millard Sox at 4. Millard is playing over at Hastings today against Grand Island and Hastings in the 5 points tournament. Last night, the Kearney 5 points juniors beat Holdridge 12-1 to win the Mid-Nebraska League championship. And in the Mid-Nebraska League All-Star game, the West defeated the East 16-13.
Doug, a little side note here, and I know we're going to talk so much more football, and maybe we can get to this during the next segment, but Barry Trammell from Oklahoma, basically, the headline of the article is, we're going to miss the Nebraska in the Big 12. And then he had a lead in, then he said, there's 10 teams, of course, in the conference that says they're the Big 12. There's 12 teams in the conference that says they're the Big 10. So he's got 11 things that he will miss about Nebraska. We'll get to that in the next segment. But the intro is interesting because basically, the deal that can, I guess, was, I hope people don't feel this way, basically says from their once classy fans to Tom Osborne. Is that the way Nebraska leaving the Big 12, people even from Oklahoma look at Nebraska fans now as being whiny and I guess.
Well, go back to last October and you'll find out why. They thought everybody was against us in all the football games. even on the field as far as officiating the Texas A&M game, the Iowa State game, the same crew that did unbelievably three, I believe it was, of their eight conference games, and the Husker fans thought that that crew had something against Nebraska, and then the way the Big 12 championship went down where they let a 17-0 lead get away.
I just hope that maybe a year from now it will go back to, hey, we remember in 87 being in Lincoln, and when they beat us, we came off the field, they applauded. We went back there 2 years later, we beat them. The same people stood and applauded. I hope it goes back to being the classy fans and not that not the whiny that a lot of teams are portrayed out there.
There are some football stories out there. Daddy Steve Sipple talked to Cody Green and has an article in the Lincoln Journal Star today where Cody told him it's down to Baylor, Tulsa, and now Southern California to go play football. He spoke to Lane Kiffin via phone. Cody Green can't be the quarterback at Southern California.
Now, normally they throw the football there. I don't know if you've watched Cody throw the football lately. It doesn't work very well. And if you do that 80% of the time, unless they're trying to set a career incompletions record or something, I wouldn't assume that he would not end up there.
Well, we'll see what happens. I said he's spoken with Lane Kiffin. Also, considering Baylor and Tulsa, plans to visit Baylor early next week and then out to USC. That's what he's told Steve Sipple of the Lincoln Journal-Star. This season, USC returns their starting quarterback in Matt Barkley. And again, he'll have to be enrolled for fall camp in August. Cody Green, if he goes Division I, will have to sit out this year, no matter which Division I school he goes to.
You know, from the Houston area, Baylor's the team there that makes perfectly good sense. You got a sister that's on staff there, works in the athletic department there. There's a lot of ties to Baylor there, I think. I think it'd just be a natural fit for him to go to Baylor.
Baylor or Tulsa. And I know you talked about how much Tulsa throws the football, but competition-wise, I think at least he would have a better fit there. I don't know where USC comes from, if he's got a couple of friends out there, what the story is, but an interesting observation or a choice for Cody Green. But we'll see how it all plays out. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about Barry Trammell's article in the Oklahoman and how the Oklahoma fans should miss the University of Nebraska being in there, plus a little bit more from the hot dog eating contest, which has come to an end with your champion for 2011 being Gavin Erickson. We'll be back with more right after this.
Even in the muggy days of August, there are six words that can send a chill down your spine. Ladies and gentlemen, dump your ducks. The 14th Hastings Family YMCA Duck Race is now part of Kool-Aid Days and raises money for children, families, adults, and seniors in our community who participate in memberships and programs. The first prize is a monster, $7,000 cash, plus $2,000 for the second place and $1,000 for third. The next 21 finishers also win prizes. Adopt a duck today from either of the Hastings Family YMCA Welcome Centers, Sunmart, Russ's Market, Allen's of Hastings, or any Five Points Bank location in Hastings. It's August 12th from 4 to 8 p.m. at Chautauqua Park. Brought to you by the stations of Platte River Radio, including The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Searching for an affordable summer getaway? Try Mall of America. With more than 520 stores and attractions galore, you'll find plenty to entertain the entire family. Like Nickelodeon Universe, where you can soar through the air on 24 rides for all ages and courage levels. Then head to Skydeck, the mall's newest destination for bowling, food, and fun. Want more? Visit Sea Life Aquarium, American Girl, or Lego for unique experiences you can't get anywhere else. And of course, there's shopping. Mall of America has the widest selections, latest fashions, and unparalleled choices for every style and budget. Plus, there's no sales tax on clothing or shoes. Wrap up your day with a show at Rick Bronson's House of Comedy for 100% of your daily recommended hilarity. It all adds up to an unforgettable summer getaway. Experience the place for family fun, Mall of America. Visit mallofamerica.com for more info.
It's a great time to update your entryway now during the Menard Day Sale. Save big on a great selection of storm doors by Chamber Door, all on sale. The Astra model features attractive brass hardware, an overlapping frame for year-round energy savings, and the convenient auto-hold closer system for hands-free convenience. The Astra Storm Door is now just $199. Stop into Menards for great deals on Chamber Door Storm Doors, all on sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Hungry?
A great meal is closer than you think.
Come on in.
Head on over to Sapp Brothers on I-80.
Where you're always welcome to be our guest.
Just imagine sinking your teeth into a perfect chicken fried steak.
Not just any chicken fried steak, but chicken fried steak that's huge, homemade, and one of the best you'll find around.
Because at Sapp Brothers, we're more than just a travel center. We're a great restaurant, too.
And we'd love for you to be our guest.
So stop by.
In Odessa on I-80, exit 263. Just look for the big coffee pot.
You're always welcome at Sapp Brothers.
Come on in. Be our guest at Sapp Brothers.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Duck and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Back at the Hilltop Mall where their sidewalk sales are going on right now and continuing throughout the weekend. And, of course, we're glad that they allowed us to be part of this with our annual Duck and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest, which has concluded, and Gavin Erickson, the champion, edging out the defending champion, Eric Holen. And, Daddy, is it something down south? I mean, as you mentioned, outside of Pug Bertrand, the big city of Kearney has not been able to bring home the title.
Big Swedes. Big Swedes. That's what it comes down to, I think. Potatoes, red meat and potatoes. That's what they grow up on, and they continue to eat very, very well.
Tony, we mentioned at the top of the show the awards now. They've kind of come together and given you a little bit that every preseason college award doesn't just come out of the blue on some release. They let you know that, hey, we're going to do, you know, the John Mackey preseason watch list this day, the Bednarik, the Maxwell. Well, today it was the Bronco Nagurski and the Outland Trophy. The Outland Trophy presented to the top interior lineman of the country, Jared Crick, one of 16 defensive tackles on the 65 player preseason list, and that just means more guys can be added to it. So we'll see. The Nagurski Trophy presented to the nation's top defensive player, both awards voted on by the Football Writers Association of America. Jared Crick, Levante David, and Alfonso Dennard are up for the Nagurski Trophy, and of course Crick is up for the Outland Trophy. They were also up for the Bednarik Award, which was announced earlier this week. Kyler Reed, the Mackey Award, which goes to the best tight end and the best overall player in the country. The Maxwell Award, Taylor Martinez, and Steve Sippel blogged earlier this week, where's the defensive players? He goes, after Ndamukong Suh, shouldn't there be a handful of defensive players on the Maxwell Award watch list? I got to wonder how Jared Crick's name is not on that list.
I guess after Ndamukong Suh doesn't win the Heisman Trophy that year with that class, I guess it's just pretty much unobtainable for a defensive player to do it, and maybe that's the way they look at it.
It's too bad. If it's the best offensive player in college football, say it. If it's the best player overall, then there you go. Kerry Collins, just kind of out of nowhere, decides yesterday to retire. I don't know if that's because somebody told him Jake Locker is going to be their quarterback. But you had Kerry Collins and Vince Young. Vince Young is going to either be released or traded when they can do that. And Kerry Collins retires. So you've got Rusty Smith entering his second year with Tennessee and newly drafted Jake Locker as your two quarterbacks. And Chris Johnson as your running back, who last year found that when they knew he was going to run the football, he'd get 7 yards a game or 23 yards a game or 44 yards a game. The Tennessee Titans will not be in the running for a playoff berth.
No, most people think Jake Locker. I mean, you can load that box and stop Chris Johnson now. I mean, Nebraska's defense could stop Jake Locker. And, I mean, I hate to break it to Coach Pelini, but you face the Baltimore Ravens, New York Jets. Those defenses are better than Nebraska's defense. Across the board, front, top to bottom, they're just better. And Jake Locker really struggled with that. Maybe he's made a lot of progress. And hopefully he'll do, you know, he's an All-American kid, seems to work hard. Everybody's cheering for Jake Locker, but it's going to be very difficult that first year, it looks to be.
Coming up, we're going to talk, we're going to replay yesterday's interview with Nebraska Athletic Director Tom Osborne coming up in our next segment in case you missed it yesterday. The Athletic Director, Daddy was out. I had a chance to talk to him on the Doug and Daddy Show. We talked everything from fishing to the Bookgate scandal and the self-imposed fines to the NCAA earlier this week, the move to the Big Ten and how that's transpired in his eyes over the last year, Darren Erstad's hire. So we cover a variety of topics. And that's coming up here in just a little bit. Alex Gordon, we figured this was the way it would go. He finished third in the balloting for that last spot in the American League. No surprise there. But you know what? I did notice, and part of it was because of Gordon, but they were talking to all these guys on Mike and Mike in the Morning over the last week, or as many as they could. A lot of fan parties. Alex Gordon was out at one of the sports bars the night before where they were throwing a party for him. It's on Facebook. It's on Twitter. This is a good thing for baseball. I think when they first started doing it 10 years ago, everybody went, what? And it's a good thing for baseball. They're making money. The sponsors are getting their sponsorships dollars worth. And the five gentlemen from the American and National League, they're having special get-togethers. It's really cool for the fans, and it gives people a chance maybe across the country to know some of these guys a little bit more. But Paul Konerko deserved to be selected for it. When he wasn't, you knew he was going to win the fan balloting.
Well, what a first half of the year for Alex Gordon. People left him for dead and said this will be the final year of Alex Gordon in Kansas City, and he would move on. You look at him getting the hottest start that he's ever had, and a great start for anybody all across baseball. But then he drops off and gets down to what, 270, 268, something you thought, uh-oh, here's the free fall. Well, then he got it going again, and now he's back up over 300. Great first half of the season, and for a relatively young player in the major leagues, he's kind of the one of the heads or one of the leaders in that clubhouse because the Royals are so young.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live at the Hilltop Mall until the top of the hour when we send it back to the Scott Van Pelt Show. And coming up, we will hear from Athletic Director Tom Osborne, a replete of what we did yesterday. And we're going to talk about Barry Trammell's article in the Oklahoman here in just a second. Also, folks, I saw that Schick and Nick brought this up on their show in Omaha the other day. What Nebraska player besides Ndamukong Suh, and just from Nebraska or former Husker, do you really follow and root for in the pros? And Danny Woodhead has got to be it for us. I mean, yeah, we root for Suh and Gordon and all the fine folks that we've had a chance to meet. But now Danny Woodhead has signed an endorsement deal with Skechers, the shoe company, for their fitness footwear collection. He'll represent the company's high-performance footwear and apparel lines in worldwide marketing campaigns.
That's
pretty
cool.
They've got to have fun with that, don't they?
Well, I would think that would be a pretty cool opportunity for Danny Woodhead. And everybody's expecting, you know, he goes to the big city and He's still around the North Platte area. I believe last week they had a Husker deal at the Touchdown Club, put on a Husker deal out there. I believe Danny Woodhead was in attendance. I know they talked to Nate Enderle the other night on the North Platte News. They said they found him at a Legion baseball game, got a few comments from him. So he's around as well. For a town the size of North Platte, to have two kids in the NFL, that's amazing in its own right. But Danny Woodhead, you're right, Doug. He has got a lot of attention. Just, I think, his size, he's kind of the Earl Boykins of the NFL.
Well, he's an easy kid to root for. Daddy, a little bit about that article we were talking. Everybody was just saying, well, Nebraska's gone. And, of course, Nebraska fans assume that Texas is the only state left in this Big 12 conference and that they're happy to see Nebraska go. But we've had a chance to have Barry Trammell here on the Doug and Daddy Show before. Longtime, very respected writer across the country from the Oklahoman. And he talked about some of the reasons why the conference – should and will miss Nebraska.
Yeah, and I don't know that these are in any particular order, really. It starts off with the uniforms and basically just saying, got to love Nebraska's uniforms, especially those road whites. And, you know, he expands on all these, but he goes from there to the tunnel. You know, it's one of football's great traditions, that tunnel walk. Bo Pelini saying, I mean, he starts off by saying rats. You know, the Youngstown deal with the Stoopses and the Pelinis for old-fashioned offenses. And he basically goes on to say, now that Bill Callahan is gone, Nebraska's back to more smash-mouth football. You know, going back to everybody else abandoned that option attack. Nebraska kept it, went on to win national titles as late as 1997 with that, and then played for it again in 2001. Day games and Lincolns. The air is always crisp. The color is always bright, even if there's snow everywhere. The stadium is always full. That's number five. Number six, basketball victories. Every basketball program in the Big 12 is going to miss the Huskers. Lincoln was a road game you could go and win. So, I mean, it's not, you know, number seven is a Big 12 title game.
You know, now there won't be one.
Now there won't be one, basically. And number eight, Texas-Nebraska games. He says, I have no idea how the Huskers let the Longhorns get under their skin so much. But they did. No matter how good Nebraska was in 1999 or how bad Texas was 2010, the Longhorns got Nebraska's goat, a mysterious hex that made for great theater. If you're a sports writer out there writing, blogging, that was something that certainly caught everybody's attention and you got a lot of response to. Number nine, Husker tourists. Nebraska fans would travel en masse to all road games, especially those old Big Eight venues. And he names them off, Manhattan, Lawrence, Ames, Columbia, Stillwater, including Norman. So he says, Hail Varsity, the Nebraska fight song. He says, I don't think it's number one. I take Texas Fight Aggie Warham, and I'm a Jayhawk, but it's right up there with any of the best ones, Hail Varsity. And 11, the last one he says is Remembrance of Games Past. You know what Nebraska did better than any school in the league. Remember, honor its legacy, treasure its past. Most schools, OU and OSU included, did a nice job with their football heritage, but Nebraska cherished its memories the most, especially the OU-NU rivalry. While Sooners don't seem to lament its loss, the Huskers remain agonized that the greatest grand tradition is gone. It's sort of cool that someone cares that much about you.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email the Doug and Daddy Show, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. And the sidewalk sales continue here at the Hilltop Mall, site of the Doug and Daddy Show today, and our annual hot dog eating contest, which in moments you won't even be able to tell existed because it's almost all put to bed here. But Gavin Erickson is your winner, just edging out the defending champion, Eric Holen. Holen has finished second, first, and second the last 3 years in the hot dog eating contest here at the Hilltop Mall. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to replay the interview from yesterday with Nebraska Athletic Director Tom Osborne. So stay with us, fire us an email, and we'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
ESPN Superstation. Sports Center. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. Former Nebraska quarterback Cody Green told the Lincoln Journal-Star yesterday that USC is among three schools heading his list of transfer options. The 6'4", 235-pound Green also is strongly considering Baylor and Tulsa. Green hopes to enroll at his school in time for fall camp in August, but will have to sit out the 2011 season per NCAA transfer rules. He then will have two seasons of eligibility remaining. Former Husker Alex Gordon's bid to make the All-Star game fell short. The Kansas City Royals outfielder finished third in online fan voting for the final roster spots. Chicago White Sox first baseman Paul Konerko won the American League vote. Victor Martinez of Detroit finished second. The National League spot will go to Philadelphia Phillies outfielder Shane Victorino. The All-Star game will be played next Tuesday in Phoenix. Detroit starter Max Scherzer threw six-plus solid innings yesterday. As the Tigers defeated the Kansas City Royals 3-1, the former University of Missouri pitcher scattered six hits and allowed one run for his 10th win of the season. Same two teams will play at 7:10 tonight. Pre-game show begins at 6:35 on the Breeze, KOLIQ 94.5. Hastings 5 Points Bank beat Crete Stop and Shop 10-2 last night out of Duncan Field. The game was called in the sixth inning by the 8-run rule. Blaine Gatz was the winning pitcher. He worked 5 2/3 innings and gave up 2 runs and 6 base hits. He walked 4, struck out 2. Ryan Bender was 3-for-4 at the plate with 3 RBIs, 3 runs scored. Jose Romo was 3-for-4 with 2 triples, 2 RBIs, and 1 run scored. Hastings is now 17-25 in the season. They will play Grand Island Home Federal this afternoon at 2:30 in the first round of the Johnny Hop Tournament. Hastings head coach Steve Illingworth.
I hope the players are excited to play Grand Island as I am, because I know we beat them twice this year. They beat us twice. It's the rubber match. I know we hadn't beaten Grand Island for a long time. Our players feel they can play with Grand Island. Grand Island won the Peterson tournament last weekend in Lincoln, a 23-team tournament. And they beat some really good baseball teams to do that. So thing about it is we feel we can compete with them. We'd really like to get that one and win the season series for bragging rights over the winter.
Hastings will play a second game at 7:30 tonight against the Millard Sox. We'll have both games today on 1230 KHIS beginning at 2:15 this afternoon. Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes beat Omaha Burke 11-7 yesterday. That in the first round of the Omaha Westside Tournament. Hastings is now 24-15. They'll play Omaha Creighton Prep at 5 o'clock this afternoon. And for the second time this week, the Cornhusker League Championship game between Kearney Runza and Lincoln Southwest was rained out last night in Lincoln. That game will not be rescheduled. And that's an update on sports on Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation. I'm Mike Will.
Hilltop Mall in Kearney invites you to this weekend's Summer Sidewalk Sales. Whether you're wanting to add something new to your summer look or just needing to get a head start on back-to-school shopping, you'll find everything you want, all from the stores you love. Save big this weekend throughout the whole mall on summer tees and shorts, shoes for the entire family, sunglasses, hats, and so much more. That's during Summer Sidewalk Sales this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only at Hilltop Mall.
This day in sports, July 8, 1941, back when players actually cared about the All-Star Game. 23-year-old Ted Williams handed the National League a bitter All-Star Game loss with a two-out, bottom of the ninth, three-run blast that nearly made it all the way out of Briggs Stadium in Detroit. Chicago's Claude Puiseau was on the mound.
Paso pitches, Williams swings, there's a high drive, going deep, deep. It is a home run against the tip top of the right field stand.
And that's what happened this day in sports.
But you put on quite a show. Really had me going. Now it's time to go. Curtains finally.
And that is Joe, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you back with us here on the program today. Coming up in just a moment, we're going to hear from Athletic Director Tom Osborne, an interview that we had on the program yesterday. But the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth has moved up to the Hilltop Mall until the top of the hour. We've been here since 11 o'clock on air, and way before that, getting ready for the annual hot dog eating contest. Again, the winner, Gavin Erickson from Axtell, Eric Holen from the Holdridge area, the defending champion, finished as the runner-up by a quarter of a dog. Tyler McNitt hung in there, and he finished in third, the former UNK football player, and we had a record number here. I don't even know if I officially counted them, but it looked like 25, so that's what I'm going with.
26 with the last little guy getting in, I think, is what one of the girls told me earlier, Doug. 26 competitors. No, that's about five or six more, I think, than we normally have ever entertained having, and usually we get a list and then a couple of, you know, have something come up and don't show up. So 18 been a pretty good number today. Great showing by our competitors.
Don't forget, folks, if you're getting done with the hot dog contest, and most from what I've been told in the past, try to go home and relax on the couch, get in the air conditioning, take a little bit of a siesta before approaching the rest of the weekend. But if you do want to get online while you're resting, go to thinkmidway.com and take a look at all the great items they've got going on there. Plus their Facebook page. They give away a service job. Sometimes they have been giving away iPads in the past. They'll give away different things, and you'll find out how to get to a lot of great items from Midway and their hassle-free pricing. You go to thinkmidway.com, and you can see that next vehicle that you're going to purchase, whether it's pre-owned or whether it's brand new at Midway, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Stop by and see them this weekend. Always great to deal with. And man that's always been more than nice to work with us at the Doug and Daddy Show, and very genuine, Athletic Director Tom Osborne. We had a chance to talk with the coach yesterday here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and in case you missed it, here's how it went. And as we've been promising you throughout the week, our next guest on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio in Hastings and Kearney and throughout Central Nebraska is the athletic director at the University of Nebraska, who everybody wants a piece of his time, and we really, really appreciate it giving us just a few moments this morning, and that is Tom Osborne. Coach, thanks for coming back to the Doug and Daddy Show. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. It's good to be on with you guys.
Well, Daddy's a little bit under the weather, and he's probably crying at home that he doesn't get to chat with you, but that gives me the full 10 minutes. So how was your fourth? Have you been catching any fish? I know that's the question he would want to ask you.
I was up in South Dakota a week ago and did some salmon fishing up at Lake Oahe, and it was okay. I caught several, but it wasn't, they got so much high water that the conditions are a little different. But I usually catch a few, and I enjoy the process.
I know you want to keep your privacy, but if you can share with the folks, what do you think is the best spot when you want to go catch a good boatload of fish? If you're going to stay in the state of Nebraska or surrounding area, where do you like to go?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I enjoy a lot of places. I go to Lake McConaughey a lot. I particularly enjoy trout fishing below McConaughey and Lake Ogallala, and then in the river below Lake Ogallala, there's some excellent trout fishing. Do a little trout fishing up in the northern part of the state on occasion. Occasionally fish for walleyes at various lakes. Like to go to the Black Hills. That's not in Nebraska, but I don't run into many fishermen up there. I do a lot of fly fishing, and I've already mentioned Lake Oahe. That's one of my favorite places, and probably my favorite place in the world is Alaska. I try to get there. This year I'm not going to make it, but most years I get up there.
Well, with the addition to the Big Ten, maybe we'll find some new spots as well as Tom Osborne joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's start there, Coach Osborne. It's been a year. Of course, last Friday, all the paperwork becomes official. We talked to Barry Alvarez on the show on Tuesday. He said if there was a question, neither one of you needed to bounce off each other. You had kind of talked through this process. What were some of the things that maybe you and Barry talked about or that you guys worked together on in the last year?
Well, really, the first thing was just I talked to Barry about whether there was any interest on the part of the Big Ten, and he said, well, you know, he'd heard some conversation about it, and he knew there was some interest. This goes back to probably a year ago, this last January or February, so it's been roughly 17, 18 months ago. And then progressively throughout spring, we talked a couple, three times, and he began to indicate that there appeared to be a fairly strong interest, and then that culminated in a meeting with Jim Delaney, which led to our being asked to join the Big Ten. So it wasn't that there were a lot of problems, but it's more just communication as to what he was hearing, and he's had interest in Nebraska for a long time, and so he was one guy that I could pick up the phone and call relate to pretty well at any point.
And it has to be. Of course, you have so many friends throughout the country in the business, but to have a guy from right here in the backyard, that has to be somewhat comforting. And Tom Osborne with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Coach, obviously, and you mentioned January and February, we talked to Jim Tressel for the FCA banquet. He came out. A lot of folks in the media point to that time as when things really kind of caught fire. And boy, how things have changed in the last year and a half, not just from the league, but obviously with Coach Tressel. I'm sure you were somewhat shocked in that, but you also know how this business goes. Your comments on what happened to Jim Tressel, and have you spoken with him since he stepped down?
Yeah, I haven't spoken to him since he stepped down, but I did see him at some Big Ten meetings about 5 weeks ago in Chicago, and just told him that I liked him and I believed in his basic integrity. People have sometimes thrown a rock or two at me because I've been supportive of Jim, but I do know his character and I do know his heart, and he made a mistake. He's not the kind of person that's going to deliberately do something dishonest. He's not going to advocate cheating in terms of recruiting a player. And I just know the complexity of this business, the complexity of NCAA rules, and the fact that sometimes it's easy not to take the right step, to not know the right protocol, and all of a sudden something that seems relatively innocuous just jumps up and bites you. And, of course, a good example has been what happened to us here recently, where we had the issue with the books. And believe me, nobody here wanted to do something wrong. Nobody wanted to do something illegal. We spent a lot of time looking at the rules and trying to be very proactive in compliance. And yet here's something that jumped up and all of a sudden was an issue. And so we addressed it as quickly as we could. I think we're going to be fine, but you never know, and we will have to wait till the infractions committee rules on it.
Tom Osborne with us here. Of course, he spoke on Sports Nightly on the Husker Sports Network Tuesday on our sister station, 1230 KHAS, which I'm sure Coach Osborne grew up listening to a little bit because it's been around so long. But, Tom, have you heard anything from the NCAA yet, or when do you expect to hear?
No, we probably won't hear. I think the earliest meeting of the infractions committee from which we might get a response would be probably October. But they probably have a fairly full agenda, and they could even say, well, we don't have time, and we'll push it off to later in the year. And so that's one of the difficult things about dealing with NCAA issues is sometimes you're out there dangling for quite a long time. But let me say this. I think that we have adequately dealt with the situation, and we feel like we're probably in a pretty good place in terms of what we've already done. We've been very thorough, and student athletes have made restitution financially for any benefit they received. Obviously, there was no competitive advantage. It didn't help us in recruiting or getting a stronger team, and there was no intent to deceive. So hopefully they'll look at us with some leniency. But, again, I hesitate to say what the infractions committee is going to do because that's not my place. That's their place, and we'll have to wait till their decision.
It seems like what I've been hearing and what I've been reading and what we've been able to digest in the last 2 days, would it be safe to say that you and the athletic department would be shocked if the NCAA wanted to do more than your self-imposed infraction?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I would use the word shocked, but I would say that we're very hopeful that what we've done has been adequate, and I guess I'll have to leave it at that because you really can't speak for a committee that you're not on.
Well, as we know in the sports business, nothing the NCAA does should surprise anybody, and we've just got another minute here with Athletic Director Tom Osborne on the Doug and Daddy Show. I want to ask you about the hiring of Darren Erstad. That's had some time to digest now. I don't think anybody was surprised that a change needed to be made, but the comfort level you have with Darren, knowing him all his life since coming into collegiate ranks, how comfortable it is and how easy was that hire?
Well, I got to know Darren quite well. I know, first of all, he was a punter for us on our football team, and I admired his competitive spirit and stayed in touch with him through his major league career. And then when he came back here and told me that, yeah, he really wanted to coach. That was something that I wasn't sure that he wanted to, you know, put his family and himself through that grind. But when he assured me that this is what he wanted to do, I felt very comfortable with him because I knew where his heart was. This is where he wants to be. This is the place that he's loyal to. He knows the game. He's a hard worker. He's a competitive guy. And so I felt that he would be a good fit for this job.
Finally, Coach, stadium expansion. I can believe how much excitement there is from all the fans about going into the Big Ten and the ticket requests we're hearing for road games and how exciting it'll be through the first couple of years. I know you want to let the fans know how they can help with the contributions or things like that. There's a great website where they can see what's going on. Are you satisfied with the way things are progressing there?
Yeah, we're calling it expand their experience, and that's simply trying to help our student athletes have some of the best facilities anywhere. And of course, this fall we will open our basketball and wrestling practice facility, as well as new offices and new weight room. And also this fall we will open a new baseball softball practice facility, which enables us to prepare better during the winter term. And then, of course, we're adding onto the stadium, and the footings and some of the preliminary work has been done, and then the structure will start going up at the end of the football season. So we feel good about what we're doing. We'll add roughly 7,000 seats to the stadium. That'll put us up around 92,000-93,000, and if we continue to sell it out, which we think we will do, we'll certainly be in the top 5 or 6 nationally in attendance because we fill ours up and some of the bigger stadiums don't fill up. And so that will certainly give us a shot in the arm and make us very competitive in the Big Ten.
Stephen Hastings, before we let you go, has shot us an email. He wants to know if you're excited about what's coming up this year in the Big Ten.
Well, yes, I'm certainly looking forward to the new venues. I've been in many of those stadiums. We played at Wisconsin. We played at Minnesota. Played at Iowa. I've been at Indiana. Never played in Michigan Stadium. We have played at Michigan State. We played at Penn State. Never played at Ohio State, and never played Purdue. Period. Either here or there. So there'll be some interesting times coming up. I think the fans will enjoy those new venues, and it'll be interesting to see how we fit in the new league. You know, we're going to be on a more level playing field in terms of weather. Some of our sports like tennis and golf and baseball and softball, track, that are heavily outdoor-oriented sports. Now we're going to be playing people that have the same weather that we do, and I think that will be helpful and that will be interesting. And certainly we're going to go into some of the largest stadiums in the country, and that'll be interesting as well.
Well, we probably won't have to worry about heat and so much as the season moves along for some of these sports. Coach, we'll let you go. I know that your time is very valuable, and we sure appreciate you giving us some. We could talk for hours,
sure,
like everybody could, and hopefully we can do it again in the near future. Thanks for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You bet. Thanks for calling. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Coach. Tom Osborne. Yeah. He's the best. Hastings Original.
Talked to him on yesterday's Doug and Daddy Show. And just in case you missed it, we wanted to give you another chance as we wrap up the special extended edition here from the Hilltop Mall in Kearney, where the hot dog eating contest has wrapped up and the sidewalk sales continue here at the Hilltop Mall. And again, we want to thank all the fine folks that helped us sponsor again here today at the Hilltop Mall, along with Culligan's, Tri-City Storm, Troutman's, who provide the hot dogs again and have every year. Thank Kerry and the gang, Nebraska Danger Football, CR Toys, GNC, and Viera Wireless, and all the fine folks that competed here today in the annual hot dog eating contest. And Danny, as we wrap it up for another year, it's always a nervous week. It's always, you never know how it's going to go, and it seems to get bigger and better every year. Your thoughts as Gavin Erickson, our champion, edges Eric Holm, but overall, your final thought on today's pillaging of dogs.
Actually, this year, probably more than ever, we had 8 or 10 people that stepped themselves apart, and I think maybe that's the first time that's ever happened. We've had two separate themselves for a long time. It was Pug Bertrand, Eric Holen, those two for 2 years. Now this year it was Gavin and Eric Holen. Yeah, they moved on, but there was still the group of 6 or 8 other guys that really set themselves apart, and that was exciting to see. They remained in the competition for 20, 22 minutes. It was very competitive, and then those two went on.
Oh, next week it's football.
You know what it is, and I think people really enjoy that. Folks, if you're new to the area, you're new to our show, we do 12 teams in 12 days. It's a great opportunity. You don't know anything about Purdue, we find out about Purdue. You don't know anything about Indiana, other than Mike Heckler's the coach there, we tell you about Indiana. We get a beat writer that deals closely with those programs, tell you what they expect this upcoming football season, and a great way to head into Chicago and Big Ten Media Days for our first initial visit into the Big Ten.
Well, let's wrap things up. I think Merritt has told us it's all a go back at the studio, so that's going to wrap things up here on the Doug and Daddy Show for another week and for another annual hot dog contest. Again, thanks to the folks at the Hilltop Mall. Thanks for all the folks with the radio station and from outside that helped here today. Had some folks with the storm that were helping us as well. Put this together, the venture gets bigger, which means more folks have to become involved, and we want to thank all of those folks for being a part of the annual hot dog eating contest. Again, your champion by a quarter dog, Gavin Erickson from Axtell, edges out Eric Holen from Holdridge, and Tyler McNitt of Kearney finished in third here today. The winning total, not a record, about a dog and a half back of last year at a 13 and a quarter. For our producer engineer Merritt Lawson, Big Daddy, have a good weekend, fella.
Yeah, that's what it's about. Enjoy the weekend. It's going to warm up out there. Should be an opportunity to let the kids get to the pool, let them run around and in the yard. There's some water being, the water fights and stuff going on. Go to the lake, enjoy it. Go to the golf course, get outside and enjoy it.
Yeah, don't work too hard, folks. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.